Good afternoon, everybody. Christy Hutcherson on the front lines and in the fight every day for you, the American citizens. Today, I'm going to talk to you about what's going on over in Israel. It's the big elephant in the room. First and foremost, I want to say my heart goes out to all of the victims, the families, the country of Israel. This was an unprovoked attack by a terrorist organization that is completely funded by one of America's greatest enemies, and that is Iran, make no mistake. I'm going to keep this brief. I'm just going to read a statement today of Women Fighting for America and our thoughts. I'm going to discuss what I believe every American needs to know about what's not only going on in Israel, but also the imminent attack, I believe, that we will soon, unfortunately, face here at our own shores because of the policies of this rogue administration. Here is what Americans should know and need to know. I want you to share this message with as many people. Facebook 100% is going to shadow ban this. Facebook is going to shut this down and maybe other social media sites. So this is a very important message, and I'm going to break down the enemies at our gates and why I believe America is going to be the next Israel. Biden, and you know, the last two Democratic presidencies have given our enemy, Iran, billions and billions of our taxpayer dollars, including the $6 billion that was just unfroze recently, which I believe directly impacted and gave the money to facilitate the attacks on Israel. They're going to fact check this. I'm alleging this, fact checkers. This is an alleged. But to make no mistake, the statements coming out of the White House saying that the money couldn't have been because it hasn't totally been released, that is a false narrative. You see, what they can do is because they know that this $6 billion is sitting there, they can go to a bank, leverage that $6 billion that was going to be released, and get funding based off of that $6 billion that are coming in. We have no business funding or coming to the table with a rogue terrorist country. Iran is never going to be our friends. They only understand one thing, and that is might and strength and force. Iran has a huge footprint and a very cozy relationship to Venezuela and the president of Venezuela, Maduro. Why does that matter? Because we have open borders right now. We have over 151 known terrorists who have already entered our country this year. And by the way, they were not caught. We have known terrorists right now actively in this nation that have not been caught. As we've been reporting for the last 3.5+ years, the terrorists have been coming and flooding our borders for without any kind of detection. How many really truly are in this country? We will not know. We believe it's upwards into the thousands upon thousands of terrorists and terrorist cells sitting, waiting right now across the United States for the order, death to America. We know that we've been uncovering very highly sophisticated tunnels. Yeah, tunnels are nothing new. What is new? The tunnels that we've uncovered with the sophistication, we believe that they've been utilizing these tunnels to smuggle in weapons, maybe small nuclear devices, bioweapons, etc. In America, you better remember that 26 pounds of ammonium nitrate went missing at the beginning of the summer, still undetected and unfound. Iran has a very cozy relationship in Central and South America and Mexico. And I'm going to lay this out, why this is important. Maduro traveled to Iran. This is the president of Venezuela. The footprint has been further increased in Central and South America for the last 12+ years, including Bolivia. Bolivia currently right now has military operations and storage facilities for Iran, where they're housing military grade drones. Yes, there are sleeper cells, I believe, throughout the United States. Bolivia's President Novillo recently got back from a trip from Tehran, where he signed a defense and security cooperation agreement. This has set off alarms throughout the border countries of Bolivia. He has become quite cozy with Mohamed Rezaei Ashitani, which is the defense ministry of Iran. You know, I was listening to our national security communications director this morning, Kirby. He knows that we have over 151 known terrorists. He also said Right now, there's no active law enforcement or agencies currently going throughout the United States trying to find and locate these individuals, these terrorists who have gotten away. That should be very alarming. Their focus, quote unquote, as he said, Kirby, is on Israel. Well, we need to be focused on the security of our nation and the people of this country. Iran's growing influence, not only in Central and South America and Bolivia, which again have just signed an order, an agreement, which will supply, by the way, Bolivia with lithium, missiles, weapons, UAVs, and intelligence in cyberspace, among other things. Iran has also been providing Venezuela with Iranian precision-guided missiles fitted into advanced Iranian Mohajer drones. Iran has a history of continued support within Central South America countries. For example, in 2008, Turkish officials seized 22 containers bound for Venezuela, which were labeled tractor parts. But in the container were materials for explosive labs. Also last summer, in 22, one of the U.S. sanctioned airlines was supposedly carrying auto parts. See the consistency here? Instead, highly sophisticated cyber equipment and cybersecurity operatives were on that plane, including the pilot, who is one of the high up level members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Our intelligence agencies have been reporting on the growing threat for the last 12 plus years. No surprise, started under the Obama administration. Iran's Revolutionary Guard, Lebanon's Hezbollah, which is directly responsible and work with also Hamas and Iran, which are Iranian proxies who activity in Venezuela has further emboldened terrorist activities in the region, utilizing trade routes to further their financial operations through drug trade and human trafficking. That is how they are funding a lot of their operations, especially in Central and South America. Iran's Revolutionary Guard, Lebanon's Hezbollah, are a growing threat and a direct threat to the national security of this United States. And make no mistake, with open borders, they are actively engaging and entering and infiltrating the United States. The growing threat of the Caribbean coast to the United States, as well as up through our southern borders, is upon us. It is not a mistake. You're seeing an uptick in so-called Venezuelans coming through the southern border. I reported over a year ago that the Venezuelan government gives proper paperwork, including passports, to Iranians saying that they are Venezuelan citizens. Two U.S. sanctioned airlines flying regular flights back and forth from Venezuela to Tehran actively every single day. Our own Southcom commander Laura Richardson, in a report to our intelligence agency, wrote directly she is very concerned about the growing threat of China and Iran in the region. I have a pretty extensive report on the threat of our borders, internally and externally, called Enemies at the Gate, which I will be laying out this coming week at the Clay Clark event in Trump Doral at the Reawaken America Tour. I will be laying out in detail the direct threat, the imminent threat with the enemies at the gate, including Russia, by the way, and our Latin American partners. While Republicans and our leaders fight internally, the growing threat continues. There will be, and I repeat, there will be terror attacks on our soil. One of my resources let me know that they are conducting mass casualty training events within our own law enforcement and other agencies, coupled with hospital systems and strategic cities doing the same for the last plus year plus, conducting national security emergency broadcast systems. Not a coincidence. America, the writing is on the wall. Our borders are open. Our borders are not secure. You're probably not getting notifications when I go live, because Facebook especially is totally suppressing this information 100% now. You need to follow us on Clout Hub. You need to follow us on Rumble. Go to Rumble, find our Rumble channel. Please do so. I don't know if we can put that up there, but you need to start following us on other platforms besides Facebook. So Iran's growing threat and influence with Hamas and Hezbollah through financing and delivering weapons is directly responsible for helping and carrying out the attacks in Israel. They will continue to remain a threat to Israel directly through their missile and UAV forces and indirectly via their support of the Lebanese Hezbollah and other associated forces. Iran's support for Iraq, al-Bashar, in Syria, Yemen, and others pose a national security threat directly to the United States of America. China has a growing threat as well. They have spy bases in Cuba. They have spy bases in Buenos Aires in Argentina. We have discovered subs. Yes, submarines, both from Russia and China, off of our Caribbean coast. China's footprint is growing rapidly in Central and South America, not only through their road initiative systems, but also through the trade. China has been supplying Mexico and the cartels with the synthetics to create fentanyl and carfentanil, which is killing hundreds of thousands of our children and our citizens. We are depleting our resources, both from a humanitarian perspective to the so-called illegals, which is actually an active invasion into the United States. I see it as a Trojan horse. This administration, I believe, is actively allowing these young single daughter males from Syria, from Iran, from Russia, from Venezuela, Ukraine, China, PLA, to infiltrate our borders for a replacement army. We have 8 actively sitting congressional leaders currently right now on the Democratic side who is supporting a terrorist regime openly. Hamas, AOC, Omar, Presley, Tlaib, Bowman, Bush, Cesar, and Lee. These congressional leaders should be removed immediately from Congress. We cannot tolerate anyone within our federal system and our government supporting a terrorist organization like Hamas or Iran. To tell Israel not to defend and protect its borders, to tell Israel not to defend and protect the citizens, the slaughter that took place. Ask yourselves this, America. If you had a group of animals, because that's what they are, they're animals, enter and break into your home, rape, mutilate, and kill your family in front of them, what would you do? Would you retaliate? I think so. It is disgusting that these congressional leaders sit in that sacred house. It is time to remove those in office who no longer support and defend the innocent, rule of law, freedom, liberty, the free Western world, democracy, the republic called America. It is time for the American citizens to rise up, get angry enough. We are in charge, and we need to let our congressional leaders, our Senate, and this administration know that. We need to secure our borders immediately. Our borders literally can be secured in 24 hours. Law enforcement officers are waiting to close down our borders. Border Patrol agents, very many of them good men and women serving, but taking unconstitutional, unlawful orders. It is time to replace Mayorkas and hold him accountable for treasonous acts, not just against this sovereign nation, but crimes against humanity. The slaughter taking place, the exploitation at our borders is disgusting, and it's time that we end it. We've allowed complete operational control given over to cartels who directly work with Iran, China, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran's Revolutionary Guard, active training camps going on with a collaborative effort, fentanyl, drugs, weapons being smuggled into the United States. Will this Congress and will this administration sit back and wait until America is attacked and our own citizens are slaughtered in the streets before they act? Now is the time. We need real leaders with real solutions. We need individuals to rise up and be brave and strong and fearless and push back. We have a lawless society. Wars breaking out under this administration. We are on the brink of World War III. America, it's coming here. It will be on our shores if we do not defend and protect what is rightfully ours. We have a duty to our country, to our fellow citizens. Will you join, stand, and fight back? You need to be calling our congressman. You need to show up. We need to go to the border if that's what it takes and stand in solidarity to close our borders down to protect our nation. We need ex-law enforcement, military personnel, veterans to stand right now in strength at our northern and southern borders. We are calling upon the watchmen to watch and protect and defend this sovereign nation. We need to do it peacefully, but with strength. Are you willing to stand up and answer the call? America is under direct national security threat. We need to put pressures on the governors of these states to stop monkeying around, stop being a political puppet, and have the political will to do what is right, and that is close our borders down and to secure our nation before tragedy strikes. This is a call to action to our leaders, if you want to call them that, because at where I sit, we don't have any true leaders. I'm willing to lead the charge. I'm willing to be on the front lines. I'm willing to defend and rise up to protect this great nation. I will take the fight to the border. I will take the fight to Washington. I will take the fight to the courtrooms for you, the American people. Enough is enough. How many more innocent lives must be slaughtered for this world domination event that they want to have called the reset, the one world system? They will do everything to prevent freedom and liberty to continue to reign. If you want to partner with us, if you want to get involved, if you want to stand and defend and protect America, you must act. Go to WFFA.win. WFFA.win, or search Women Fighting for America. Volunteer your time, your talents, and your treasures. If you want to keep me reporting and being on the front lines and meeting with world leaders behind the scenes, there's so much stuff that we do that you have no idea how much we are fighting and defending and protecting our sovereign nation. I don't sleep, hardly ever. I'm always on the go fighting and defending and protecting America and our interest. We're reporting truth. We're uncovering corruption. That takes time and it takes money. Please help defend this great nation and become a partner with Women Fighting for America. Follow us on all of our social media platforms. That's so critical. And then more importantly, please stand up to defend her. If you do not do it, there's nobody else coming. Please share this message. Follow us. And as always, God bless you. God bless this United States of America. Share the heck out of this message. Christy Hutcherson on the front lines. One more really quick thought before I go. There is an incredible magazine coming out. It's called Capital Times Magazine. It's Capital Times Magazine. It'll be coming out this week. There is a very strong article and layout of a direct imminent threat that we are facing and who those players are. You're going to want to get your hands on that magazine. Thank you again. And I will see you tomorrow on Brighteon TV at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I will go live. And I hope to have a couple sheriffs and some others talking about our national security threats at our borders. Thank you so much. and I'll see you tomorrow.